Well, I'll tell you something. This is also Women Who Lead. The whole idea, the whole concept has spawned a radio program that you hear on WJR called Women Who Lead. And it happens to be with Ann Thomas and our next guest, Lou Ann Thomas Ewald, Chief Operating Officer of the fabulous C.S. Mott Children's Hospital and the incredible Von Voigtlander Women's Hospital in Ann Arbor. So she was here in the Detroit area, but she's moved on to Ann Arbor, but not moved out.
No, I'm still here. I didn't move. I still live in Royal Oak. I drive to Ann Arbor every day. Detroit's my town.
You know, I always thought when I came back, when I was on the East Coast for 11 years, New York and Philly, I thought, if I ever go back to Detroit, I wonder if I could live in Ann Arbor. Well, I couldn't because not at that hour of the morning.
Right.
I don't need to have that kind of a drive. It's hard enough now.
Yes.
But I love Ann Arbor. And it, let's face it, in terms of the world, Ann Arbor is one of the top places in the world for the medical community.
It is. And I couldn't be more proud. You know, we just this week, the LeapFrog Quality Awards came out, and we are one of 22 hospitals in the country that have gotten a rating for over 15 years. And so
wow.
It's like, you know, our teams at, you know, C.S. Mott Children's Hospital and Von Voigtlander and our adult hospitals at University Hospital, just top-notch.
And that's a great feeling. And we're lucky because we have some great hospitals right here
in
the Detroit area. We live, growing up in Monroe, we live in an area that is, I don't want to say over-hospitalized, but beautifully hospitalized. There's tremendous potential for great treatment everywhere around here.
Oh, absolutely. And because of those great hospitals in our community, we just partnered with Trinity Health Oakland in Pontiac. Two weeks ago. So now we have a joint venture with them to bring the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital physicians into Bloomfield Hills and Pontiac and the surrounding area.
That's beautiful.
So we have such amazing hospitals in the region. Our strategy really is to partner with them and, you know, bring the great care of C.S. Mott into the community.
And now you know why Lou Ann Thomas Ewald is a member of the 2015 Women Who Lead class. And you and Ann are going to be co-hosting your show. Right after this one ends, you're going to be taping another Women Who Lead. And always good information, always very helpful. We are hearing, putting on your Chief Operating Officer of the C.S. Mott Children's Hospital hat for a moment, an awful lot about this RSV respiratory issue problem. It's big around the country. How are we doing in Michigan? How are you doing at the hospital?
Yeah, it is. We have been at capacity. This is going on the seventh week. So we have been completely full for 7 weeks.
Wow.
So we've had to delay elective surgeries. We have had to decline some transfers. We have long wait times in our emergency rooms. So we are feeling this, what the nation is feeling in terms of RSV. And the reason that it's happening is usually kids 0 to 2 get RSV, and we're prepared for it, and these are the months where kids get RSV. What's happened this year is those kids that were 0 to 2 during COVID did not get RSV. So we have the kids that are 0 to 2 now. We have the kids that are now 3 to 5 who did not get it when they were 0 to 2. So we're having older kids get RSV as well, and that's causing...
And did I get this right, frankly, Luann? It's kind of the trifecta of bad stuff with RSV, COVID,
yes,
and flu?
Well, the issue is we haven't really even seen the flu yet. The flu just started to show up in our emergency room last week.
Mm.
We haven't even seen the full effects of flu, and we're also getting reports that COVID will increase in kids during the season as well. So we haven't even seen the flu and COVID hit yet.
Jeez.
And we're already full. So that's why we're concerned.
I don't know when it's going to end, but I pray it's going to end and we can get on top of all this.
Yeah, we're really just asking our families and parents to just make sure to get your kids vaccinated 6 months and above for flu shots and COVID shots. Same principles as COVID, hand washing, masking. If your child doesn't feel well, please don't send them to school or sports. We're trying to slow the spread.
And we were also going to have Dr. Erica Newman, who's dedicated her life to caring for and enriching the lives of others, the section head of the pediatric surgery at CS Mott Children's Hospital, surgical director of the Mott Solid Tumor Oncology Program. She works every day to give hope to families and to heal those who face great challenges. You know her well. She's one of your doctors.
Yes.
She would be our Women Who Lead 10th recipient today. But she, as a doctor, got called into surgery.
She did. And that's where we want her to be right now. So I will I will represent her and thank you. And she is honored to receive this award. And I'll make sure I'll take it back to her in Ann Arbor this afternoon.
Thank you, Luann. Luann Thomas-Ewald, Chief Operating Officer of the CS Mott Children's Hospital, the Von Voigtlander Women's Hospital in Ann Arbor, and co-host of Women Who Lead with our own Ann Thomas. God bless you. Good to see you.
Thanks, Paul.
As we continue on WJR.